It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and today we are going to talk about the legislative process, which is off and rolling, and it will be over the next 45 days here in the state of Utah. And joining us right now, as she does each year to talk about it, we have Representative Christine Watkins. And Christine, it is a pleasure once again to get you on. I appreciate you making time.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad to visit with you.
I know it's a very busy time of the year for you. It's going to be a very busy, 6 weeks for you guys?
Seven
weeks. Okay, yeah, that's something up there, right? A lot of weeks for you guys.
A lot of weeks.
You're in the middle of week number one right now, and I know today things have kind of gone somewhat slow for you up to this point in time. It's kind of the calm before the storm, right?
Yes. We're just getting started holding committees. We have to go through that process of getting bills through the Rules Committee and then have a first, second reading, and then they go out to committees. And so we actually are starting committee meetings today.
Let's talk about some of the items that have been big ticket already. And I know that the tax reform bill, first off, garnered a lot of attention ahead of the legislative process. And you and I were talking about off the cuff, and this is completely gone. We don't need to speak about this anymore.
No, it's gone. From what I hear, and I will certainly back this up, there will be no attempt to do anything, especially since this is a big election year. We're going to get a new, we're going to be voting from the president up, down. And for us, it's a new governor. We've had the same governor for 10 years. Governor Herbert came in when I was first in the legislature, and so he's done now. So we've got a lot of people running for governor. So with this repeal of this tax reform, we're going to let a new governor and his new cabinet and the people that he will bring on with him, let them see what they can do.
Let's continue to talk about what the next step is as far as the next big item for you guys. You brought up House Bill 34. Now, in my mind, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this, going over House Bill 34, it definitely does not have the statewide attention that, say, a tax reform bill has. But this is one of the things I find so interesting about this 45-day process, Representative Watkins, is that these little bills like House Bill 34 they do affect some people, and they're so interesting, and I'm always curious as to how these bills become about. So I'm going to let you talk to us about House Bill 34.
Well, House Bill 34 is a bill that would not allow minors, anyone under 18, period, parent permission, can't have it. You cannot use a tanning bed. And, of course, there's a lot of data. There's a lot of science behind this. And the younger you are, if you get sunburns, if you get excessive tanning, it can cause the big issue is melanoma. And if any of you have ever had basal skin cancer, well, they can go in and just cut it off and you're fine. A lot of the other cancers we can do, they can do chemotherapy, et cetera. Melanoma is really, really tricky because it spreads everywhere and you don't know where it is. And Utah has one of the highest rates of cancer because our elevation is so high. We're closer to the sun. And so this representative must have had a constituent come to him and say, hey, we don't even want kids under 18 with a parental permission note to be able to do this. So it went through interim. Everybody voted for it. And then it came on the floor Monday, and somebody else stood up and said, hey, we're always telling people what to do. Do we really have to do this? So all of a sudden, a lot of votes changed, and it went down. So we have a lot of the medical people who have said, oh, no, this is what we're trying to help our youth. And so, you know, you start thinking about it. We won't let them smoke till they're 21 now. We won't let them drink till they're 21. And we're trying to protect them up to a certain point, and then they can go their merry way and make their choices. So this bill is going to come back up again today. I've already received a number of emails and text messages asking me to support it, and because I did vote against it, and I've had time to think about it, and knowing what my kids were like, I am going to support it today. So I don't know what anybody else is going to vote like, so it'll be interesting to see.
Are there any other bills coming through that you find interesting that we will get to at a later point in time? Is there something that has kind of sparked your interest?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, I'm having some bills this afternoon that are about truancy and charging parents with misdemeanors and stuff. So I think there's going to be some heavy-duty discussion about that one. You know, we all have our pet bills. I'm excited for some of mine. I've got some of mine done and ready to go, just waiting for them to be assigned to a committee. But, you know, after the tax reform bill, it's like everything is just sort of anticlimactic. So I'm just going to have to wait and see. I haven't really I get so busy doing my own, I don't always pay attention to some of the other bills until they're in front of me in committee, because I really don't have any control over them until they come in front of me in my committees, and or until they come to the floor. And we're just beginning that process now.
Again, we're being joined right now by Representative Christine Watkins. Representative Watkins, I want to talk about what this process is like. Maybe someone's not too familiar with it. Obviously, it's not your first rodeo. You've gone through this several times. So explain to me, now that we're in week one, what the future kind of holds in this entire process that we'll be following over the next 7 weeks.
Well, you know, we all represent areas of our state, and we all represent about the same number of constituents. And so those constituents come to us during the year, and earlier rather than later, with issues. And so we talk to them. We decide whether it's really something we can change, because sometimes there's something that you're just like, nope, we can't really do that. That's in the Constitution. Or I had a couple of bills filed and found out, oh, the feds rule that, so I can't change it, because it'd take a congressman to do that. And so and then I will open a bill file and tell them what I want to do. We get with a drafting attorney, we get it written. I've been working with someone on a vaccination dealing with parvo, which killed so many, many dogs. And so I've been doing that. I've been talking to veterinarians. We've been seeing what other states do. And so we go through quite a process. And then it's opened as a bill. It goes through what we call the Rules Committee. And they put it out, and people on the committee nominate which committee they think it should go to. And then whoever has filed that bill, like me with my little parvovirus bill, it'll go in front of a committee, and I will talk to the committee about it. People who are interested in the public can come and speak to it, or for it or against it, and the committee will vote it up or down. If they vote it up, it goes onto the floor. And then everybody on the floor, all 75 representatives, gets to vote for it, listen to it, and vote for it. If it passes, it goes to the Senate, and then I would present it to a Senate committee. If it passes, then my Senate sponsor, which say would be Senator Hinkins, he would present it on the floor for the senators to vote for or against. And we've all had bills make it through and not make it through. And then if it passes, it goes to the governor. So it isn't something that happens very quickly. And sometimes some bills can take literally 2 or 3 years to be refined and make it through this process.
Representative Christine Watkins, I definitely appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to more conversations over the next few weeks as you continue to update us on your work, of course, with you being a representative. And also, it's always fun to get the perspective of what's going on inside. Again, I mentioned House Bill 34. I find it very interesting to see that some of these bills that are proposed and how far they can get. It's a very interesting process, to say the least.
Yes, it is. It is. And sometimes you're going, we're dealing with that. Or sometimes you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? You know?
Sure.
So you can get it from all sides. But I do want to say to you, Jordan, I moved up here Saturday afternoon. Sunday I'm at the grocery store, and the clerk says to me, I don't know if you are interested in sports, but Kobe Bryant was just killed. And I want you to know, because I'm a sports fan just like you, that it was almost a downer to go into the session knowing the tragic loss that we had in losing a fantastic athlete and a great person. So my condolences to you, because I know how much he meant to you, but to everyone who was as a fan and was a fan of his.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Representative Watkins.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.